Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Week of Kevin. This is the Week of Kevin. Thank you, Kevin, for writing me this email. If anyone out there would like me to dedicate a week to them, they can simply send an email to my publisher, publish@starkhartman.com. I won't necessarily dedicate the whole week to you, but you bring up a good point, you have a good question, chances are other people have it too. Write me at the publisher, publish@starkhartman.com. That's Stark with an E, Hartman with two N's. If you have an article that you read, something in the newspaper, you read something in Christianity Today, you want me to comment on it, something in the news, whatever, cut it out. You can fax it to me through the publisher at 330-454-2272. Let it rip. I'm ready. Back to the week of Kevin here. Continuing on this email, Kevin says, what I can see with your version, for Kevin, you put version in quotation marks, like I don't have a real version, is that since everyone is saved and no one has to do anything to get to heaven, then the Sodom and Gomorrah that is going on right now is okay, and no one has anything to answer about. They're saved anyway. Oh boy, this is a doozy. Let me dig into this. Kevin, I hope I don't hurt your feelings, but I'm going to dig into this honestly. Now, am I reading you right here? It seems to me that this is the inflection that needs to be put on this statement here. What I can see with your version is that since everyone is saved and no one has to do anything to get to heaven, is that the way you're writing this? It seems to be. You're incredulous that anybody could actually believe something so crazy. And yet I am simply taking the Word of God at face value. The fact is, and people will really get a shock out of this, is that, yeah, you don't have to do anything to get to heaven. Isn't that what grace is? I thought that's what grace was all about. But there's a lot of people that talk a good game of grace, but they cannot play it. Grace, grace, grace. Then a guy like me comes around and says that nobody has to do anything to get to heaven. Then there's no work that needs to be done. That is exactly right. No work needs to be done. I'm taking Scripture at its face value. 2 Timothy 1:9. Well, let's go to verse 8. 2 Timothy 1:8. Paul says, suffer evil with the evangel in accord with the power of God who saves us and calls us with a holy calling, not in accord with our acts, but in accord with his own purpose and the grace which is given to us in Christ Jesus. He saves us not in accord with our acts, but in accord with his purpose and the grace which is given us. And believe me, I'm suffering evil with this evangel. The evangel that it's not in accord with acts, I'm suffering evil. Because I get emails like this where somebody says, well, according to your quote version, everyone's saved, nobody has to do anything. That's exactly right. You're getting it. You finally got it. Nobody has to do anything because of Christ and the grace he gave us. And as I told you earlier, it happens not at once, but in it, in accord with its own eras. Works, not grace. You can't mix the two. This is what is known as a sound teaching. Remember yesterday that I taught you that the era will be when they will not tolerate sound teaching. This is sound teaching. I'm being consistent with grace here. I'd like to go to Romans 11, verse 6. Speaking of God's calling, now, if it is in grace, it is no longer out of works, else the grace is coming to be no longer grace. But it is, if it is out of works, then it's no longer grace, else the work is no longer work. It's either or. That's what Paul's saying here. If we're going to talk grace, then we can't be talking works at the same time. Yet for some reason, it's a marvelous thing that I should even suppose that people are saved without doing anything. That's grace without works. I'm consistent. I'm sound. You know what the word sound means in the Greek? Well, the word in the Greek is hugieno. That's the word in the Greek. It means in health, without disease. My doctrine does not have a disease. It's healthy. It's sound. If it's grace, it's none of works. If it's works, it's none of grace. You can't have it both ways. But they're not tolerating sound teaching. What are they tolerating? Unsound teaching. In other words, they're tolerating teaching that has disease. The disease is the mixing of it, saying it's of grace, then telling you what you have to do, what kind of work you have to accomplish, what kind of faith you have to have. You have to have in order to be saved. They're tolerating that because it's diseased. It's unsound. What they're not tolerating reading is sound teaching, my teaching, which is consistent that it really is not of works. And no, you don't have to do anything to get to heaven. Kevin, you're offended by that. You hope that there's at least something you have to do so that you will get some kind of credit. But no, you're not going to get any credit. That credit is going to go to Jesus Christ and the grace that he has given you. I can't wait to get to the next part of this. The Sodom and Gomorrah that is going on right now is okay. Is that what I'm saying? That the Sodom and Gomorrah that is going on this earth is okay and that no one has anything to answer for because they're saved anyway? That is not what I'm saying. We're going to look at some prophecy tomorrow. We're going to look at the Sodom and Gomorrah of today and find out, is this supposed to be this way, or has God been taken by surprise? I'm Martin Zender. I hope, and don't forget about Friday. Got a big show planned Friday. I hope you're going to be with me tomorrow. Believe in God no matter what the clergy say. Hang in there.